Hi, Greg Simpson here. I'm a partner at Mazars, a head of banking practice. In this podcast, we're going to cover cybersecurity, and I have with me today Francisco Sanchez, a senior manager in our cyber team. Welcome, Francisco.
Hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Francisco, we covered in a banking breakfast recently cybersecurity. Can you tell me why that's relevant today?
Well, it's quite relevant because of the several emerging risks that we have in that area. Now, you've heard about it, I'm sure, about ransomware attacks. These type of attacks have been increasing since 2014, and we expect this increasing trend to continue. For those who might not be that familiar with it, these type of attacks often involve the use of a phishing email, which once clicked, installs a ransomware onto your system that encrypts key information within the system, effectively locking users out of systems or preventing access to data. And then the hackers demand a ransom to release it. Now, the most recent case being the one that affected the NHS, among other firms globally. And this has come to a point that it's not a question of if it's going to happen to you, but when. So you really need to prepare for this. This is a very serious threat. Now, secondly, another key concern we have is about data storage to the cloud. Now, when firms move to the cloud, they adopt the cloud provider's threat profile as well as their own, and they need to be aware of that. Now, the use of cloud providers might bring cost and efficient benefits, but they also bring risks. It's unavoidable, really, to go into the cloud, but we need to be aware about the risks that we are facing when doing so. Now, this is so much relevant that, for instance, the regulator for financial services, FCA, has recently issued some cloud guidance to firms when adopting those services. The third major threat I would raise would be the cybersecurity skill gaps in the UK. Now, what we see out there in the market is that firms are struggling to recruit skilled staff to analyze data and respond to threats. This is really an area in demand, and there are just not enough resources.
So I can clearly see it's relevant in the market today. Francisco, you mentioned that the FCA had recently issued cloud guidance to firms. What else do you think the FCA considers to be significant from cyber risk?
Well, the FCA considers cyber risks to be quite relevant and is focusing a lot of attention into that area. It considers cyber risk an evolving and asymmetric threat, one that can impact each one of their objectives, so market integrity, consumer protection, and competition. They all can be affected through cyber risk, whether through markets being disrupted, through loss of availability of platforms, or sensitive market or customer data being stolen or compromised, or just access to core banking systems. These are really serious threats.
And what's their approach been to cybersecurity so far?
Well, Greg, the FCA recognized that cybersecurity is a shared interest and responsibility. As such, it requires a cooperative approach to address it. It's not something they can go at it alone. They started by engaging nationally and internationally to ensure a coordinated approach. For example, internationally, the FCA has been involved in writing guidance on cyber resilience for financial market infrastructures. Nationally, they have been coordinating with the JCHQ, government, Bank of England, the Prudential Regulation Authority, and more recently with the new National Cybersecurity Center in their approach across the sectors. Now, in terms of supervisory attention, what they did is that they started by focusing on the largest providers, so the 36 firms that make the core of the UK financial systems. Now, they have decided to widen their focus and include the broader population, so roughly the 6,000 firms that FCA regulate. Several firms, because of that, have now received a questionnaire regarding technology and cyber resilience maturity.
So I've heard about this question, and a lot of my clients I speak to have actually received it and have provided feedback on it. Can you expand a little bit on what the purpose of that questionnaire is and some of the key takeaways from it?
Right, so the objective of the questionnaire is for FCA to gain insight into the cyber and technology resilience maturity of the firms they regulate. Mm-hmm. Now, going through that, a couple of the key messages I take from the questionnaire are: first, firms are expected to adopt a top-down approach, starting with good cybersecurity governance and including senior management engagement in those. Another one would be that firms need to identify their crown jewels, their key assets they are protecting, and this needs to be formally documented. You need to know where you are investing your scarce resources. Another area that needs development is the detection capabilities. You need to have those in place so that nowadays a firm can quickly assess, detect if they are under attack or have been attacked. Reaction is paramount these days. Another key area is that backups and data replication strategies need to be well thought out and implemented. They are key to a successful recovery and or resilience against an attack. And the other area that it seems to be quite a concern is that breaches, specifically material ones, need to be reported to the FCA. The regulator needs to start gaining visibility about what's going on in the market.
So just keeping with the questionnaire for a moment, for firms who get it, it's important that they do respond honestly and openly, and the expectation is that there will be some feedback from the FCA in terms of the lessons that they're learning from the poll firm that they've been speaking to. Is that correct?
That's correct, Rick. Firms that answer the questionnaire have been warned that there might be interviews from the FCA to their key people and that they might ask for evidence to back some of the answers they receive. So first you get some type of challenge to your answers, so you better make sure that you're answering them to the best of your knowledge. And secondly, we expect that the FCA will be starting to come out some guidance, some best practices of what they've seen in the market, what seems to be working, so that firms can start to pick up on that and improve their position.
Okay. A lot to take in there. Can you tell me what should firms be doing about cyber risk now?
All right, so the key message that the regulator has been focusing on are get the basics right, move to a security culture, and share information.
Okay, so three themes that you want firms to think about and deal with now. Firstly, get the basics right. What do you mean by that?
Well, on getting the basics right, what we've seen from the vast majority of vulnerabilities used in successful attacks were that they were well known and had fixes available at the time of the attack. This means that firms with a proper patch management process in place are much better protected. In the UK, another area to look at would be schemes such as Cyber Essentials or the 10 Steps to Cybersecurity, both of them backed and supported by the government and JCHQ. Now, these are considered to reflect the basis of what we term good cyber hygiene, and adopting or aligning with these schemes eliminates, or is considered to eliminate, up to 80% of the cyber threats firms are struggling to manage.
Cyber Essentials, is that something that we can help firms with?
Oh, definitely. Mazars is a company that is both certified under Cyber Essentials and can help others get certified and certify themselves under those schemes.
And is that a difficult process? How does that work?
It's quite pragmatic, the Cyber Essentials approach. The objective is to have easy to implement controls in five key areas that should really bring down your threats exposure.
Okay. You mentioned the second thing was moving to a security culture. Can you expand on that, please?
Right, so the move to a security culture is a very interesting topic. Now, traditionally, the approach we've seen on firms is that you have a staff policy explaining what are the expectations the firm has of their employees' behavior. And although that's important because it sets a tone at the top, it's not enough. So what else should firms consider? Well, firms need to empower staff to make secure decisions within the firm. They need to make sure that the training is designed to be aligned with the job roles and the specific risk profiles that each of the employees in each of the key areas is facing. Right. For example, a good reference that the FCA has been referring to would be of an adopted practice in this area would be introduce a phishing scam. So organize a phishing scam against your company. Now you need to track the results of that. You need to educate the staff who click on them. For instance, if they have clicked on the scam exam, they are automatically enrolled in the e-learning scenario where they need to go through a simulated exercise and make sure that they learn and that they will not fall for that again. You need to reward those who avoid or spot attacks because they report them or they just not fall for them. And you need to take further action on those who persistently do not make the right call in these critical moments.
I know another thing that you talked about was the role of the NEDs playing in this area.
Quite right. So now, the role of the non-executive directors is that they can bring the cybersecurity knowledge that the firms might be lacking. They can also help raise the right questions, identify the key risks, and share pragmatic knowledge amongst the firms. So NETs are considered that they might play a key role in this area, and they might really help companies dealing with cybersecurity.
Okay, and the last point that you said that firms should be considering now is sharing information?
Yes, of course. So financial service sector, it's shredded in a bit of secrecy when we talk about regards about incidents. It's not something that we put up front or make publicly available normally. But due to these type of risks, these type of situations, we need to know that they're happening so that we can share that knowledge among our peers, that we as a sector can protect ourselves, become more resilient. Examples, for instance, the recent SWIFT attacks and the new SWIFT regulations that have come out, and SWIFT is self-demanding that their members report back when they had attempts at misusing or abusing from their system. Things that were not happening in the past, but now become more and more mandatory. The FCA itself has created several cyber coordination groups that collect, anonymize, and aggregate actual risk data across around 175 firms in each area of the financial sector. Now, these groups are not open and require an invitation. We expect that some guidance will be coming out of this exercise. Another thing we urge the firms to do is just to consider membership of an information and analysis center, such as the CIS from the National Cyber Security Center.
Okay, so just to summarize, three areas to focus on. Firstly, get the basics right. Secondly, move to a security culture across the organization. And thirdly, be prepared and willing to share information when it's needed.
Exactly correct.
Francisco, that was really helpful and informative. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
And if you need any further help or assistance on this, please feel free to contact us. You can get me on greg.simpson@mazars.co.uk or Francisco is francisco.sanchez@mazars.co.uk or go to our website mazars.co.uk/cybersecurity. Thank you.
Thank you.